Well, I was born in Detroit, Michigan, 1925. I came up through the end of the big crash and went into the Great Depression. And President Roosevelt was our president, and thank the Lord he got in when we had that, because he settled, he got us out of it. Nobody had anything. Gas was 10 cents a gallon for your car. My mother used to put 50 cents in, and we'd ride around a little bit. When us kids, we'd chip in some money, we'd have an old car, and we'd chip in dimes, nickels, whatever we had. We'd pull up in front of a pump, and they pumped your gas for you, and they wiped your windshield and everything. You got everything for that dime.
Oh, wow.
And we'd pull up and say, he said, how much gas do you need there, young fellas? I said, put 50 cents in. He'd look at us, yeah, that's 50 cents, that's 5 gallons. 5 gallons of gas, we could last all day on that. So, you know, it was hard, but things were cheap.
How old were you when the Great Depression hit?
The Great Depression? Well, I think it ended in 31.
So you would have been...
I think it ended around 1931.
6 years old?
So I was born in 25, so I was just a little tot going through that, you know. I can remember a Christmas. I wanted a trike. There were two boys and two girls. Not that early, but we told her with two boys and two girls. I had a brother that was 2 years, 18 months younger than me. And we had to share an old used trike that my mother got out of a trade shop.
Really?
She brought it home to us, yeah. And we would fight over that bike every time. My mother took it away and hit it on us, and that stopped the fighting.